This is a political alert from Pacifica Radio Network to you, KPFK listeners and activists. Help keep KPFK alive with the diverse voices of our community by running for KPFK's local station board and voting for the listener candidates. Nominations are now open. Please visit PacificaElections2010.org to request a nomination package. For more information, contact local election supervisor Mark Herbst at LES_KPFK@Pacifica.org or call 213-261-7488. Remember to renew your membership by donating $25 before June 30th in order to participate as a candidate or voter. Candidate nomination packages must be received before June 30th.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. My name is Michael Barnes, host of the show Melting Pot here at KPFK on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Right now, I wanted to play you a little excerpt from this amazing DVD. We've been giving these to subscribers during this fundraiser the last couple weeks, and it's just an amazing, amazing DVD. It's on Bill Withers, and it's called Still Bill. And what you're going to hear in this excerpt is just kind of him and his family, his wife and his two children, and a number of other people kind of talking about both family life and in particular at the beginning of this, kind of what brought the two of them together. And it seems that Gil Scott-Heron was involved, so that's why this clip begins with a bottle. So here we go. You need to call us 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK if you want to grab this. At $100, the DVD is available to you. At $140, you get the DVD and the Greatest Hits CD.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
I was 23 years old. I was a graduate student, UCLA, working on my MBA. And my sister and I decided we wanted to, well, actually it was me. I wanted to go see Gil Scott-Heron. There's a vacant table. She said, oh, let's go sit there. I said, it says reserved. And lo and behold, it was Bill sitting there, which I didn't know. She recognized him. And that's how I met him. You know, I wasn't starstruck at all. He was just a regular, normal person. He was interesting. He was interested in me.
Oh, now when I'm kissing my love, yeah, thumping in my head. Oh, now when I'm kissing my love, I close my eyes and see a pretty city with a million flower beds.
A lot of men can't express what they're feeling, and he can. He can, you know, he's sensitive, but tough.
Put your foot on the rock and pat your foot, don't stop. Put your foot on the rock, put your foot on the rock, I know you just can't stop. Put your foot on the rock, now when I'm kissing my love, feel the blood pumping in my veins. And my love, she's such a tender cinder, ka-ka, with a sweet young frame, ka-ka, ka-ka. Well, now she's good at what she does. All she wanna do is kiss and hug. She's got me in love, and I can feel my heart just thumping and skipping when I'm kissing my love.
As soon as I figured out who I was, I married an MBA. You know what I mean? The one thing about Marcia is, Marcia's an optimist in the face of everything.
We live a life that is comfortable and simple, and I think that Bill never really wanted, you know, all these riches and material things. When the kids came along, he was home a lot. He didn't do a lot of touring. There were times when I'm sure he really missed being in the business, making music, but I think that it was more important for him to have a life and a family. He had never had a family before. He had his mother, but his dad died when he was 13, and I think it was really important for him to be a father to the kids.
I
I get a warm summer feeling, walking through the snow. Even chilly darkness has the brightest glow, and I just love you so.
From very early on, my father played a lot of music at home. Music was never something that was pushed. It was just always there. We had two pianos at home on opposite sides of the house. It certainly was something that blended the family together. It was something we all shared.
Okay. So you guys are
you're the navigator.
So you get, okay. You're getting the tour, so the dean.
This was Ty's big day. He's, you know, accepted into this law school.
Exciting.
It's exciting for him, and it's exciting for us.
I really learned about this whole family thing from Marcia.
I think the older you get, the more your concern shifts from you to other people.
So, Tali, so do I have to start calling you Mister in a couple of years?
Growing up listening to my dad's songs is just like the most peaceful space I remember being able to have as a child.
And he kind of speaks in little poems. You know, the sky is blue and I'm happy to see you. You know, just he just would pull it out of anywhere. Quit crying and start trying. A lot of times he says, write this down. He says, get a pencil, you know, write this down. And I'm sure my mother has hundreds of little pieces of paper just all over the house of just not even full songs, but two lines, you know, just a thought. Sometimes he'll call me just to say that. I was thinking this and I want you to make a note of it. And then some of those things I think make it into Songville.
Let me in your life.
Wanted to be just like my dad, really.
When I started writing songs, it just took a lot of courage to say, that's really secretly, you know, what I want to do.
Paint a portrait of tomorrow with no colors from today.
I always wanted to write, but I always thought, how could I ever come close to doing the types of things that he did just because I know I'm a different person. I knew I wasn't gonna, you know, sit down the first time I picked up guitar and write Ain't No Sunshine, but I know what he thinks is good. I really didn't want to share anything with him. I ended up, you know, playing something for him when I wasn't ready, and he was just like, nah, this is not happening. It was hard for me because I needed him to just be my dad and just say, I'm proud of you that you're working on something, or I'm excited about your journey, and I mean, it was none of that.
One of the things I always tell my kids is, you know, it's okay to head out for wonderful, but on your way to wonderful, you're going to have to pass through all right. And when you get to all right, take a good look around and get used to it, because that may be as far as you're going to go. Most people don't know or don't care who you are. You know, I think I'm kind of like pennies. You have them in your pocket, but you don't remember they're there. Nobody knows who I am. Sometimes if I tell somebody who I am, they'll say, no, you ain't. Or people just don't know, never did, and don't care. I mean, I don't work the circuit where you keep reminding people of you, you know. This is my first tribute kind of thing.
We're here tonight for Bill Withers and his amazing catalog of music. An amazing vocalist, songwriter, musician, and someone I've loved and appreciated for many, many years. So congratulations, Bill, at you coming out to support him. So thank you.
Brooklyn's own Corey Glover.
A man we passed just tried to stare me down. And when I looked at you, at the ground. Now I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Y'all know this one, right? Dagnabbit.
there's millions and millions of people that would love to see, hear Bill Withers again. If he wants to do it, fine. If he don't want to do it, I respect that too, because what he's been through with the record business in his life and to come through it, I may not want to sing again neither.
In some ways, I think it's really cool that he hasn't made a record since 1985, because if he feels like he hasn't had anything to say or he's wanted to focus on his family and stuff like that, you've got to define your priorities for yourself.
For me, it shows the artist that he is. It's not only about money, it's about the beauty of the song. For him not to write a song for any album for 23 years, from me to him, I say, respect, maestro.
It would be great to do some stuff with Bill again, you know, but that would be, you know, I've always thought about that. We hadn't played together for, I guess, 30 years. In my career, that was probably the best times that I had.
No telling what might happen. Bill might, you know, pop up and next thing you know, we're in the studio doing something, you know. But he's always doing something. Don't think Bill's not recording. He's doing something. He's writing. It's in his blood, you know. He's writing. Just like it's in my blood to play this guitar. It's in his blood to write, you know. So, hey, man, something might pop up, you know. I stay optimistic, you know. But until then, I'll keep on grooving.
The hardest thing to be in songwriting is to be simple and yet profound. And it's difficult. It's a very difficult art form. Some people have it intrinsically. Some people have to work very hard. But Bill seemed to understand intrinsically, instinctively, how to do that.
Excerpts from an amazing documentary on Bill Withers. It's called Still Bill. And it is available to you at the $100 level. If you call us right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. You can also get it at $140, and the DVD plus a CD of greatest hits will be coming to you. And the thing that I really love about that particular excerpt, and really just the entire film, which is really lovingly and very beautifully put together, is just how, pretty amazingly, that Bill Withers is able to kind of stay a regular kind of guy. He kind of started the music business as this regular blue collar kind of guy who just wrote these amazing songs, mm-hmm. and he kind of is at this moment still that same kind of person. It's pretty amazing.
It is. It's a wonderful documentary. I got an advance about a month ago, and of course that we're all been pulling our clips from, and sat down and watched it, and I was just, you know, I laughed a lot, I cried a lot, and I thought, what a man. An amazing artist. Yes, he was a mechanic working for one of the airplane companies here in Burbank. He was actually designing, I think, toilets for the airplanes.
Yeah.
And didn't even really break into the music business until he was about 33. I didn't know any of these things.
Yeah.
And it goes back, it shows you know, footage of him, remember the great trip to Zaire with James Brown and all the other incredible soul groups with Muhammad Ali, you know, footage of that, and footage of Bill on the Johnny Carson show.
Mm-hmm. On the BBC as well.
On the BBC, and then you get, as you heard, his daughter, so you get the family, his wife, Marsha, you know, very intimate, a loving portrait, as Michael said, of this incredible songwriter, mm-hmm. and an artist. And, you know, Bill didn't come out in like a James Brown fashion of the flashy clothes and the, you know, the pressed hair. Mm-hmm. He was all natural, just kind of a regular guy. And, but, you know, the voice and the songs that he wrote, you know, just stunning. And for a $50 pledge, you can pick up the best of Bill Withers, and it's got 18 tracks, and it's, you know, got everything that you know and you love by the great Bill Withers. But your best bet is to get the Still Bill pack, and that's the DVD documentary and the best of CD. That's a $140 pledge. And for as long as they last, folks, we only have a few pairs left. We still have tickets, Michael, to celebrate the rich heritage of New Orleans at the Hollywood Bowl on Wednesday, August 18th at 8 p.m.
Yeah, so that's a really great package. You get the DVD about this amazing artist, and I'm just kind of in my mind thinking about all the things that are really great about that DVD. I mean, even kind of just kind of take Bill Withers away from it, it's just an amazing document about a yes. number of issues around the music industry, about how artists keep their authenticity, how they keep their own vision of their sound versus what corporations, music industry people who think they know best, but often the artist is the one who knows best. And that was one of the things that Bill says in that documentary. You know, if he was just following what the music industry people told him, there's no way he would have written a song like Ain't No Sunshine, which is a really crazy song when you think about it. It has no intro. It's like 2 minutes long. About 40 seconds of it is just, I know. He's just saying, I know, for about a good 40 seconds.
I
says
know,
it like 35
I know,
times.
I know. Yeah,
that's completely unique. There's no other song like that. And it's a song that, again, that if he had just followed what people told him and put out the cookie cutter kind of sounds that everybody else was doing and everybody continues to do these days, never would have happened. And so many great songs that he's written. Kissing My Love, you heard in there, might be my favorite song. Or Can We Pretend, also you heard in that excerpt that we just played a little while ago. Just an amazing songwriter, and something that you can understand more about the man and about the artistic process from that DVD. And it's available to you, once again, for a pledge of $100 by itself, $140 for the DVD and the Greatest Hits CD. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK is the number to call. Pledge your support to this show, Melting Pot, but most importantly, you're pledging your support to KPFK, this radio station, and we definitely need your support right now. This is our last time to raise money for KPFK, and we want to have a real strong showing. We had some really good calls, some good energy earlier, and we kind of had a bit of a drop-off, so we're hoping we can get some more people to call up here towards the end of the show. To bring things back up to speed, trying to get at least 10 callers here in these last 36 minutes or so at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. That's the number to call.
818-985-5735. We have two calls on the line. Let's get three more, and then we can get back to another set of music. But I really would like folks to think about just the clip that we just heard. It was sort of a montage of different parts of this documentary called Still Bill. It really is fantastic. It's like, you know, he goes back to
Slab Fork, West Virginia.
Slab Fork, West Virginia, and, you know, connects with his old friends. It's like a high school reunion, and it's just such a beautiful and wonderful a document of his life.
Yeah, and you were talking about, you know, just all these things that you never would have known about Bill Withers had you not seen the documentary. I had no idea that he was a stutterer for his entire life.
Yep.
And just kind of the troubles that he's had was something that also, you know, I have some issues with it as well from time to time. And just kind of overcoming that, becoming this amazing artist. And also there's a scene where he goes and kind of accepts an award and talks to this program that works with young people who are stutterers and are making music, and kind of talking to them and inspiring, continuing to inspire is one of the many things that Bill Withers has continued to do. Just an amazing artist. I had nothing but respect for him and his music. And it's something that you can, once again, get a hold of and get a whole new insight to this musician and songwriter, Bill Withers. If you get the Still Bill DVD right now, call us at 818-985-5735. For a $100 pledge, you can get the DVD. $140 pledge, you can get the DVD and also the Greatest Hits CD. Even if you actually know all the songs from Bill Withers, or you have all his records or the CDs, there more than likely is somebody who you can introduce this amazing music too. So you can get the DVD for yourself and get the CD for somebody else and give that to them as a gift, and maybe have them over and watch the DVD together so that you both can learn a little bit more about this amazing musician. But we do need you to call right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK.
818-985-5735, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. Break it down. If you want the Still Bill pack, you say $140, that's a lot right now. How about $25 per month? We break down installments for as little as like $12.50 per month. Yes, this would be a great gift for someone. And then have a Still Bill screening at your house. Invite a bunch of friends. You know, have a nice dinner. Watch the DVD together. This incredible documentary about, you know, the great Bill Withers. And it really is fantastic. I've now watched it a couple of times. since I got my hands on a screener. So, and I'd definitely like to invite some friends over after this fun drive is over, have a little party, and watch this incredible documentary called Still Bill. $100 pledge. Pick up the Best Of CD, 18 tracks total, and that's a $140 pledge, so you actually save $10. 818-985-5735. Or I'm looking for any pledge of $25 or more in this final stretch of Melting Pot. This man, Michael Barnes, who we just welcomed into the family here at KPFK, is such a trooper. He's actually been on fundraising for KPFK more than he's had a regular show.
Yeah.
Because he's been on 3 weeks in a row fundraising, and he had just two shows prior to that. So, hey, folks, show some love for what he's bringing to the table. It's a fresh new voice, incredible music, very eclectic. That's why he calls it the Melting Pot. So pledge $25. $35, you can get the KPFK license plate frame. Whatever amount, it's really appreciated because we want to wrap up this drive, get back to regular programming, because we know that's what you really love. But we really want to see some phone lines lighting up in support of this crazy music with the boing-oing in the background.
Yeah.
What is that?
These are artists out of Germany in the 1970s, I believe. They're called the Vampires of Dartmoor, and they put out a record called Dracula's Music Cabinet, and the record sounds like a soundtrack, except there was no film for it. So it's like one of these fake soundtracks. Film never existed, but if you listen to it from start to finish, it sounds like a movie. It has little bits of dialogue and all kinds of sound effects and weird things going on. This is actually something, we only have two of these, but this is something kind of an additional add-on. If you pledge now, get the Bill Withers pack and the CD for $140, or you get either of the four packs, the Melting Pot four pack at $125 with Quantic, Jose James, California Funk, and Ganja Sufi, or the New Music LA four pack at $125 with Orgone, Dum Dum Girls, Flying Lotus, and Murs and Ninth Wonder. We will add on this additional four pack of CDs for free. Four CDs from Finders Keepers, who goes around the world digging up incredibly obscure and interesting music. This CD, Vampires of Dartmoor, is in there. The BYG deal, covering music out of France on the BYG and Actuel record labels. Also, a collection of music out of Iran called Pomegranates from 1960s, 1970s. And a brand new record, I didn't even know that they were sending me this, so this is something that was just added on to this, is Cloud Kukulan, which is music out of Germany. Crazy and really cool psychedelic music. You're going to hear a set of some of the tracks from these CDs, but we only have two of these. You can make a four-pack into an eight-pack instantaneously. $125. Pledge right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, and you can get these four CDs additionally. It's the Finder Keepers four-pack. There are only two of them we have available, so we need two people to call up right now and get this music if you want it. Four additional CDs, all from the Finders Keepers catalog. Dracula's Music Cabinet, the BYG deal, Pomegranates, and Cloud Kukulan. We're going to go into music right now from the BYG deal, just an amazing song out of France from Valerie Lagrange, with a big, nice, long, beautiful drum break at the beginning, right here on Melting Pot, KPFK 90.7 FM.
Arrêtez la misère, arrêtez l'injustice.
Oh, si ma chance on pouvait.
Thank you. sagt es Willi und der sagt es Fritz. Der Bundesluftschutzverband ist ein grausamer Witz. Was tut man, wenn die Bombe fällt? Hier sind 1000 Tipps zum Überleben. Alles, was Schatten wirft, schützt. Wenn die Atombombe blitzt.
Music from Sonny Henning in the background right now from a collection called Cloud Cuckoo Land, put out by Finders Keepers, music on the German record label in the 1960s and 70s called Cuck Cuck, all German psych and a few kind of prog and even some early kind of Kraftwerk-esque electronic stuff. Sonny Henning song 1000 Tipps zum Überleben. And before this, you heard something from another collection from Finders Keepers called Pomegranates out of Iran, all Persian music from the 1960s and 70s. Parva, the name of the artist, and Mosem Egol, the name of the track. And started things off in the set with music from Valerie Lagrange out of France. Si ma chanson pouvait, the name of the track. It comes from a fantastic collection, one of my favorite reissues of this year, the BYG deal. All music from BYG and Actuel record labels. Made out of the student protests in May 1968. Music all came out of that. Those CDs, in addition to a record from the Vampires of Dartmoor, Dracula's Music Cabinet, are available to you if you call us 818-985-5735. All four of the CDs are available as a free add-on if you pledge over $100 to KPFK right now. You can get those four CDs, make a four-pack and eight-pack. Get the Melting Pot four-pack at $125 with Quantic, Dog with a Rope, Jose James, California Funk, or Ganja Sufi. Another four-pack that I have available for you guys is called the New Music LA four-pack. Features great new, brand new recordings from Los Angeles independent artists, including Murs and Ninth Wonder is on there, Flying Lotus, the Dum Dum Girls, and also Orgon. Those things are available to you at $125 label. Then you can also ask to get this four-pack, the Finders Keeper four-pack. You have to ask when you call for it, and you can get eight CDs for the price of just four. All gifts to you for pledging your support to KPFK, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. And you know what? Actually, we gave away virtually all of these last week, but we have one pair, only one pair of these tickets to give away to somebody who pledges at the $100 level or more. You can get this tickets to go see the Black Keys, the second show on September 28th at the Hollywood Palladium. The first show sold out. I think the second show is about to sell out if it hasn't already. We have one pair of tickets for a KPFK subscriber. If you call us now, pledge $125, get one of those four packs, and also get a pair of passes to go see the Black Keys at the Hollywood Palladium on September 28th. If you call now, 818-985-5735, pledge your support to KPFK, $125 or more, and you can get those tickets. You could get that Bill Withers DVD and CD at $140 and get tickets to go see a fantastic group, the Black Keys, over at the Hollywood Palladium on September 28th. Here is music now from the Black Keys from their new record, Brothers. The name of the song is Sinister Kid on KPFK's Melting Pot.
Are out. if I kill a man in the first degree? Baby, would you flee with me? Yeah, a sinister kid, this naked hoe, runs to meet his maker. A trap jack sprint from the day he's born, straight into his maker's arms. And that's me, the boy with the broken halo. That's me, the devil won't let me be.
All right. Got it, baby. Lying across the street.
a song in tribute to Michael Jackson. The anniversary of his passing was just this past week, the one-year anniversary, kind of unbelievable still. And a song in tribute to him from George Ann Muldrow, King's Ballad, the name of the song, and a record from her that came out earlier in the spring. Also in the set, music from the Black Keys. Brothers is the name of their new record, and the song you heard from it was Sinister Kid. I'm still waiting to hear whether or not we got somebody to give those tickets, so they may be available to you if you call us, but you're going to have to call quickly, especially because we're running out of time here on this show. 818-985-5735 is the number to call. Pledge your support to KPFK, 818-985-KPFK. Those tickets for the Black Keys on September 28th may be available. I know that we have one of these Finders Keepers 4-packs. Somebody got one of them, and hopefully we'll be able to thank you before we get off the air. But there's still one of those available, 4 CDs available to you in addition to any other premiums you might get at $100 or more. Dracula's Music Cabinet from the Vampires of Dartmoor, the BYG deal, Pomegranates, Cloud Cuckoland, that is available to you as a free add-on if you pledge your support to KPFK, $100 or more. Get one of the 4-packs available for the show, Melting Pot, at $125, and make that 4-pack an 8-pack just like that. But you have to call us at 818-985-5735 in order to do so.
818-985-5735. We're in the final minutes, about 6 minutes left in the program. Michael Barnes is your host. The name of the program, Melting Pot. He is new to the KPFK family. We're very excited about his presence on the airwaves. And, you know, we're trying to raise, we set a little goal for ourselves, and we're not quite there yet. So let's get a flurry of calls in, pledging at the $100 level or more. Then you've got lots of premiums to choose from. Mm-hmm. You can pick up a single CD for a $50 pledge. $35 pledge will get you the KPFK license plate frame. We just want to see some calls.
Yeah, so just some support at any level that you can give to KPFK. And that's the thing to remember. I mean, regardless of who's on the air, the money goes to KPFK. And if it really is something that we need. I mean, I'm not sure how many of you out there actually know how much it costs to bring this kind of programming to you. But, I mean, just our telephone bills alone, just the telephone bills, are almost $100,000 every year. And that is because we bring in a number of people, interviews for a lot of the public affairs show and also the music shows, call people from all over the world, all over the country. And that costs a lot of money to bring you this incredible programming that you hear on KPFK. It's one of those things you don't even really think about when you're listening most of the time. It's just, man, you know, it's amazing that they got this incredible expert on what's going on in the Middle East right now. That was something I never heard before, you know, and you don't even really think about the fact that it's still those telephone calls, they add up to the tune of $90,000 per year. And so this support is not to these individual shows, it's to the station and to keep the station going. 818-985-5735. We want to do what we can here at this time to make sure that we get your support for the station and that we can, you know, keep it strong. So please call us, 818-985-5735. We're trying to get just 3 or 4 more callers here in our last 5 minutes. 818-985-5735.
818-985-5735. And remember, $100 pledge, you can pick up the Still Bill DVD. $125 pledge, you can pick up one of his packs. And we still have, I can't believe it, but we still have a pair or two left for the Big New Orleans Night at the Hollywood Bowl on Wednesday, August 18th. This is going to be a great night with the Neville Brothers, also the Preservation Hall Jazz Band and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Also, Trey McIntyre and his dance project performing.
Yeah, that's going to be an unforgettable night.
What a night. I will be there for sure.
And when you go to it, you can remember that the reason why you got those tickets, you heard about that show, is because you supported KPFK. And that's only possible, though, if you call us right now at this minute. We need your support. 818-985-5735.
818-985-5735. Let's get 3 more calls in the next 3 minutes, then we're out of time, folks. And then next week, we'll be back to regular programming.
Mm-hmm.
And Dennis, you can just hand that over to Michael so he can thank the folks that are calling right now. 818-985-5735.
So we got, okay. So this is who got one of those Finder Keepers packs. Farida Fatoui, and want to thank you very much for pledging your support to Melting Pot, and more importantly, pledging your support to KPFK. You're going to really be very happy with the music on those CDs. So she got 4 additional CDs, and also probably, it looks like, for this pledge, probably one of the four packs as well. So a bunch of music coming your way just by supporting KPFK. And thank you so much. And thanks also to the other people that I know that have pledged, Ellen and Dara and Jaime, who pledged earlier, any of the other people who are pledging maybe right now. Certainly want to thank you, but we definitely need you to call up right now, 818-985-5735. This is the last week that I'm going to be doing this, and so we want to close as strong as we can with the support for KPFK. Call us now, 818-985-5735.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, break it down into monthly installments, or we can bill you. Whatever you tell us to do, we'll work with you. But the most important thing, as Michael said, is that we get a little flurry of support for what he's bringing to the table that I feel is very new and exciting for our KPFK listeners. And Michael, we're almost out of time, but very quickly, I thought it'd be great if you could tell us a little bit about the sweepstakes.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Also, regardless of what level you pledge your support to KPFK, you are automatically entered into some station-wide sweepstakes. A couple of these in particular I think are just amazing. This is a two-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas in August, and two tickets to see Santana and the Supernatural show, that's a trip through the hits with Santana and the band he has playing with him right now. This is going to happen in August, and somebody who pledged their support during this fundraiser is going to go to that show. It might as well be you. It could be you, but you have to call us now, 818-985-5735. Anyone who pledges to the station at any level is potentially going to win that one. Another one of these things that is a completely unique thing that you will hang in your home and probably pass on to future generations, a signed poster of the film I'm Not There, which features signatures from many of the cast members, including Heath Ledger. And one listener who pledges during this drive, again, you could pledge for $5 and potentially be the one who wins this amazing poster, a completely unique collectible available for KPFK listeners. But you have to pledge right now. Folk Scene is getting ready to come on these KPFK airways, but pledge your support right now, 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. If you couldn't get on or get through the lines, certainly wait a little while and call up during Folk Scene. They'll certainly appreciate that as well. 818-985-5735, or pledge online at kpfk.org. And we are basically out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming through once again, Maggie.
Thank you, Michael, for all of your wonderful new ideas. You're like a breath of fresh air. And keep calling, folks, 818-985-5735, and stay tuned for the fabulous Roz Larman and Folk Scene.
And you have been listening to The Melting Pot here on KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. I want to thank everyone who supported us during this fundraiser and has kept us free of corporate advertising and underwriting. You keep us strong, and we definitely need your support. 818-985-5735.
KPFK is well into our spring into summer fun drive.
And when you pledge your support, you're automatically entered into KPFK's sweepstakes.
What does this mean for you?
Well, it could send you to Brazil.
Or it could get you and a friend into the Santana concert at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas.
And a room for the night.
It could possibly win you the 19-CD Total Mastery Seminar.
Or the amazing 90-CD Yo-Yo Ma box set.
Or even a beautifully framed poster from the film I'm Not There, signed by Heath Ledger and Christian Bale.
We'll be picking our lucky sweepstakes winners at the conclusion of the drive.
Pledge to win!
You can find more details and pledge at kpfk.org.
Or by calling 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK.
Good luck!